Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant with these headlines. Democratic candidate for Governor Stacey Abrams began a statewide jobs tour yesterday in coastal Georgia. GPB's Cindy Hill was there.
Abrams began her tour at an ironworkers apprentice workshop in Pooler. Her plan includes creating 22,000 apprenticeships with a focus on young people and veterans. She says she wants to see all of Georgia thrive, not just Atlanta.
I know that Georgia only grows when all of Georgia grows. Part of it for me is making sure that you don't have to leave where you are to do well in your life. And whether you are living in Atlanta or living in Appling County, I want us to have a strong state where we have a diversity of opportunity, but we remove barriers.
Abrams has additional stops planned in Atlanta and Macon. She faces Republican challenger Brian Kemp in the November 6th general election. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
The personal data of around 8,000 Georgia Tech students may have been exposed in a breach of the school's record systems. According to WGCL-TV, a spreadsheet with data, including home address, GPA, visa information, and ID numbers, was accidentally mass emailed to the students. The school has notified students whose information was compromised. The Department of Education is currently investigating. In sports, the Atlanta Braves fell to the LA Dodgers last night by a final score of 8-2. The Braves have been outscored 17-5 in their last two games. Atlanta now sits 2.5 games behind Philly for first place in the division. The two teams will play again tonight at 7:35. For decades, the JSTARS program at Robins Air Force Base has provided aerial battlefield surveillance. But the federal bill to reauthorize military spending may lead to the end of this program, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Senator David Perdue worked more money into the defense bill for the JSTARS replacement, the Advanced Battlefield Management System, or ABMS. It, too, will be based at Robins, but unlike JSTARS, ABMS will be able to see into restricted airspace, like into Russia or China, via satellites and unmanned aircraft. But more money for ABMS means no new JSTARS planes and 10 years to wind that program down. Congressman Austin Scott doesn't like that.
That would leave us with a 7-year gap in capabilities.
Scott says he would prefer money for new JSTARS planes to keep it running until ABMS has gelled. The defense reauthorization bill could be voted on by the end of the month. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Police say more than $30,000 in school supplies and equipment have been stolen from a school in Athens over the summer break. Items taken from W.R. Coyle Middle School included 60 iPads, band instruments, art supplies, and other items. Principal Marcia Thomas tells the Athens Banner-Herald that half of the stolen iPads were brand new. The items were being stored in a gymnasium and a hallway while the building underwent an expansion project. Classes at the school are set to resume on August 7th. The Atlanta Hawks are following the Falcons' lead in offering cheaper concessions. Menu prices feature cuts of up to 50%, including $5 beer, $3 hot dogs, and $1 chips. The plan for more affordable menu items comes as the second phase of renovations at Phillips Arena nears completion.